This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up, choosing the man or woman whose portrait will go inside the red frame. Time's Person of the Year. But first, almost 30 years ago, two young sisters, Catherine Lyon, who was 10, and Sheila Lyon, who was 12, left their home in Kensington, Maryland, to walk half a mile to a shopping mall. They have not been seen since. It remains the oldest active missing persons case in Montgomery County, Maryland. Catherine and Sheila's father is John Lyon. 3 decades ago, he was a disc jockey in Washington, D.C. He turned his despair, sorrow, anger, and confusion into a commitment to help other parents of missing children. Today, John Lyon is an assistant in the Montgomery County, Maryland Victim Assistance and Sexual Assault Program. He joined us in our studios, and thanks very much for being with us.
Surely.
May I ask, Mr. Lyon, have you settled on something in your mind as to what happened over the years?
No. There's been so much information and so much time has gone by that I haven't settled really on anything, except the fact that, yeah, they're gone. And people ask me, gee, after all these years, do you still have hope? Well, I don't think I have hope anymore, but what I have, I think, is faith now. And I think what that means is that without any evidence of anything turning up, you still have to kind of have faith that maybe tomorrow will be better than today, and maybe the day after you might find something out.
Yeah, you know, there's been a good deal of publicity about presumed child abduction cases in the past few weeks, and you're now considered to have a great deal of standing and authority on the subject. Are we seeing an increase?
I don't know if we're seeing an increase. We're seeing an increase in the publicity and the coverage of it, certainly. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm aware of statistics. I'm not a statistics guy, but I know that over 800,000 people a year are reported missing. Mm-hmm. Most of them, runaways, are resolved within a very short period of time. But the most disturbing ones are the ones that there's not a trace. It's as if someone vanished from the air. But for some reason, this has been a summer of news stories about missing and abducted children.
Yeah.
It seems to be a deterrent for me to even connect with any kind of media. Stories come out about missing kids, I can't watch them anymore. Yeah. Stories come out about homicides, about any ill to human beings now, it seems, that now I'm kind of turning away from it.
Yeah.
And maybe it's because I work with it every day.
We've been told by law enforcement people over the years, and of course that's a world you function in now, and I believe you have a son, as a matter of
that's
fact,
right,
who is now a detective.
Right.
That an additional pressure on the family that's difficult to understand from the outside is, of course, the law enforcement officials first take a look at that family.
Mm-hmm. It is wrenching, of course. But if you're the parent of a missing child, it's a known fact that you're going to be suspect. So you just better be prepared to go through anything and everything you have to do to contribute to the finding of that individual, of that child.
Mr. Lyon, when a child is missing, do parents say, I want everyone in the world to stop what they're doing and look for my youngster? Because if everyone in the world did that, you know, covered...
They wouldn't, yeah. I don't know what they do, because they don't know what to do. The thing is about the parent of a missing child is the burden not only of the situation that your life is in from here on, but also the burden that you carry, and you don't realize this until years after, as to what you represent to the rest of the community. Mm. You represent something that is probably one of the worst situations that any individual, a parent certainly, can encounter. And another odd thing I found is the reaction you get when you are lighthearted. One of my avocations is music. I'm in a band. I play music. I have for years and years and years. And people who don't know me, but who know who I am, look at you on stage, and I know they're thinking, gee, how can he have such a good time after all this has happened to him? And you want to say, come on, lighten up, you know? Mm-hmm. You've got to go on. You can't sit in a trench for the rest of your life.
You know, one of the wisest things I learned years ago, and I wish I could remember who actually said it to me, but I remember hearing it when I was a police reporter in Chicago, where someone said, you don't get over things. What happens is you wake up one morning and that's not the first thing you think about.
Yeah. Time is your best ally. What happens is You don't. And, how did you get over that? The guy says, oh, my God, how did I get over that? Let me think. Guess what? I didn't. Oh, okay. So year after year and month after month and hour after hour, when initially these things happen to people, you realize that I've been stunned. It's a stun gun to your psychology and to your entire life and everything that you know and learned. It just kind of is all maladjusted now. And you learn almost how to cope with these terrible situations of these reminders of the crime that comes back to you. Every time you see a little blonde girl on the street, you're reminded. All these symptoms that take place over a period of time. And then you're right, as that police officer said, after a while, I get up in the morning and I think about going to the ball game, or I think about seeing my grandkids, or it's not going to be the primary thing I'm going to start to think about today.
Mr. Lyon, thanks so much for speaking with us.
You're welcome, Scott. Nice to see you.
John Lyon, who 3 decades ago was a disc jockey, in 1975, his daughters, Catherine Lyon and Sheila Lyon, were declared missing. Mr. Lyon is now an assistant in the Montgomery County, Maryland Victim Assistance and Sexual Assault Program.